It's time for the Hastings Coaches Show, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant in Midtown Hastings. Join Hastings area athletes, coaches, athletic directors, and more each and every week at 9.05 a.m. Here's today's Hastings Coaches Show. Hello, everybody. Hastings Coaches Show back for another week, and we have a special guest this week. And he is actually a guy, and I'm not trying to make him sound old by any means, but a guy who has gone from, man, I'm trying to recap everything from a substitute teacher to a teacher to up at the high school to the middle school to wherever you've been, my man. Pete McGinnis joining us. He's the AD at the Hastings Middle School. Like I said, he's done just about everything here within the school district over his time in our district, and we appreciate his time. Peter, good morning. Thanks for joining us. It's so good to talk to you again.
Hey, good morning, Nick. Great to have you back.
Absolutely. It's a great time for everybody in town because that spring newness. You know, I think we get around Easter and you know, the whole bunnies and duckies and spring and all that stuff. It makes us start thinking about spring sports. And I think you and I, creatures of habit, we were ready to go back when it was 60 in February. But what has it really been like, Pete, through the first, you know, couple weeks, just trying to get things ready for all these middle school kids?
Right. Well, we just actually started this past Monday. We were able to, you know, get the kids out and you know, right now it's just hoping the fields dry out and you know, have plenty of opportunity for these kids. Currently we have 130 kids out for track right now, boys and girls, and then we've got another 40 kids playing tennis.
Wow.
We actually, with baseball and softball, our conference has decided to drop their league, so we are going a different direction with that sport. We're doing a kind of a hybrid. Taylor Pagel has taken it on. It's kind of a wiffle ball, rec baseball league for kids. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. They're going to start next week, so you know, we're still looking for kids to sign up for that. But he's going to, you know, obviously he does a great job. He's going to work on some skills and drills here to get started the first hour of practice, and then they'll be playing some games as they go through.
That's one thing I was kind of going in that direction too, because I know just when I was in news, working closely with the Hastings School Board and with our wonderful superintendent, just talking about, you know, some of the things we had to change, and one of them was middle school football. And when Gary Tate told me in our little recap of the school board meeting that, you know, we were losing middle school football, it wasn't really losing middle school football. Really, what's going on with that whole thing? It sounds like, Pete, you might have to clarify for me, is that, you know, we're just kind of shifting it to a little Raiders format, because like you were saying, with the way these leagues are in middle schools and the structure of where some of these schools are, you know, a conference play format isn't always easy to do. Talk about that situation, Peter, and how everything kind of went the little Raiders way instead of being in-house.
Sure. We, over the last 5 years or so, we've kind of, you know, looked at, you know, the different communities and programs. And just in the last year and a half, we've lost, you know, a couple of other groups. So currently there are 19 programs that run traveling football, kind of like the Lowell Raider program. But, you know, when you've got 19 schools and able to come up with a schedule, you know, through that, it's going to be a lot easier. I know it's you know, it was a tough decision to make as far as, you know, having the kids right after school. But when we, you know, kind of balanced it with trying to figure out, you know, with the competition that we're getting, rather than driving down to Owatonna and Rochester a couple of times during the season, you know, we thought it would be best here to, you know, offer something where we can get back playing Cottage Grove, Woodbury, you know, some of the other schools that are, you know, real close. With the help of Brian Mauder and Little Raiders, that board there, we've been kind of discussing it. We're just kind of waiting on to see, you know, how things are going to play out. It's not final, but it is certainly, you know, something that we need to, you know, start our registration coming up here in April and May. So that decision will be made very soon. But again, we've done all the research and we took a survey with the parents. So, and, you know, it came out about 75% said they would prefer, you know, to do the traveling route. So that's kind of how that's playing out right now.
But indirectly, does it make it easier for you, Pete, now in the athletic office? And I don't want to say that having to schedule football and everything was some sort of a hassle, because that's just part of fall sports and how it works. But will it free you up a little bit to maybe, you know, concentrate on other fall sports or maybe get winter ready, things like that? Is there a good side of this for a guy like you in the athletic director's seat?
You know, I'm going to have my hand in it anyway. You know, in working with Brian, the Little Raiders, you know, I told him I certainly would, you know, stick around, you know, helping out with the coaches. And the scheduling part, Cottage Grove does all the scheduling. And then they line up the officials. So those are the two biggest issues. You know, the last couple of years in football, we'd get a call on game day, and then, you know, a school would say, well, we can't play. We don't have enough kids. Or we have a mixed group of 7th and 8th graders. And so it really, you know, created, you know, some issues, you know, being able for the safety of the program, but also, you know, getting kids enough games to play. And, you know, like I said, it's unfortunate because back in the day, you know, we were able to play, schedule 8 games just like that in our conference. And now there's actually 2 teams left. And so they don't even play a full schedule. They play, you know, kind of half and half. So I think it's the best for everybody.
What about for officials, Pete, too? Because you and I both know the last handful of years, really since the COVID pandemic, you know, we've had a very tough time finding officials, and it's affected us at the varsity level, of course, with, you know, moving games to Thursdays or Saturday afternoons, which I actually kind of like the Saturday afternoon thing. Kind of feels like college. But, you know, when you have that kind of stuff in the fluidity of it, those officials can't make it everywhere, and there's been a shortage. Has that affected us in middle school, too?
It has, you know, and just the requirements, you know, for the officials to be certified, you know, to make it easier. And that's the thing with the traveling, you know, we'll be playing some weekend games. And so the availability of the officials will be a lot easier, you know, whether it's a Saturday afternoon game or a Saturday morning game, or even a Sunday afternoon game. So there's going to be, you know, that's going to make it a lot easier. And I know, you know, with the 19 teams in this league, you know, of course, they're going to try to spread it out over the week. So it should be interesting.
What does a football official make these days, Pete? If you're going to come out and officiate a game, and maybe there's people out there listening going, you know, maybe that's a way to make a little revenue, run around, you know, be involved in sports, you know, a little bit, you know, kiddie-wampus way, but you're still involved with all the kids and all that fun stuff. What are they making these days? I think that's a fair question to ask, especially being a member of the school district.
Sure. You know, thankfully the school board agreed that we would move it up, so it's now they're paid $75 a game.
Wow.
And for middle school football, we use 2 officials. And I know, you know, up starting at 9th grade, then they go to 3 officials. And then eventually with the high school, it's 5 officials. So it's a little bit more money there. But, you know, it is amazing. You know, it is. And it's certainly, you know this. We need younger officials. We need more people to get involved. And it's not easy. You know, it does. It takes some thick skin. And but I'll tell you what, the guys that are coming through that we're starting to get, you know, love the game, are willing to learn, and it does. There's more to the game, you know, than just sitting in the stands and, you know, being an armchair quarterback. So, yes, we are looking for officials.
You can always get in contact with Pete himself, the middle school, even Trent Hansen. Either one could point you at least in the right direction as to how to get involved in officiating, because I know our kids would definitely appreciate that as well. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more with Pete McGinnis. He's our athletic director at the Hastings Middle School as spring sports are beginning. More after this on KDWA.
Perkins of Hastings wants to thank all our amazing customers for their continued support throughout the years. We are committed to giving you your classic favorites and helping you discover some new hits. For breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between, it's Perkins in the Hastings Midtown Shopping Center.
Back with Mr. Pete McGinnis. He is our athletic director at the Hastings Middle School, and we're talking about all sorts of sports stuff. I mean, from officials to getting the season going and all that fun stuff that goes along with spring. And one thing he said a little bit too, Pete, in the first part of our show here was, you know, making sure the fields dry out. I mean, you and I both know last week was not ideal, getting a sneak attack of, you know, almost a foot of snow, the heavy, wet, yucky stuff. I mean, you still look around at some of the corners in Hastings, and there's still some of those piles to remind us about it. But the fields themselves right now, how are they looking, Pete? And how are the grounds crew just kind of working a crack fast to make sure that the kids are ready to go?
You know, excellent. They do a nice job here. You know, of course, the track is ready to go. The tennis courts, they've dried out. And so, you know, those 2 sports are all set. I know, you know, starting a week later with Taylor Pagel's group, That'll help us, you know, dry out the baseball, softball fields a little bit. Everything else, though, it should be ready to go. One thing that I did not mention before, Nick, was we just finished up a badminton program here at the middle school.
Oh.
We had two girls. They came to me in my office one day and said, "Hey, can we do a volleyball club?" And I said, "Well, let's check into it." And I called Jackie Hansey over at Community Ed, and she helped us out get it going. And geez, we had 42 kids sign up within probably 10 days. Mm. So we just finished that. And then also Katie McAlpin, our head swim coach, moved our middle school swim program. So they started a little bit later. So right now she's got close to 40 kids in that as well. And I know they've got a couple weeks left with that. So I didn't want to forget, all the opportunities here we're trying to give kids.
What about golf, Pete? I mean, that's your strong point. You're a golf guy. You're a golf coach. You've been a golf coach for a long time. You know that landscape. How do the middle school kids get involved with golf? Because, you know, a lot of times in the spring, a lot of the boys and girls, they'll play baseball, softball, run track, play tennis, whatever it might be. But golf has become increasingly popular. And the numbers we're seeing at the Hastings High School in both boys and girls are pretty darn good. And really, you, Becky, really set that tone a few years back of just making it fun. How do the kids in middle school try to start getting into golf? Is it something where you guys do that through the middle school, or is it something where they kind of still play in the junior club deal? What's the story with golf in middle school, Pete?
Sure. So currently, if you're a middle school student, you certainly can try out for the varsity JV. Funding was cut, a number of years ago, so we lost our fifth and sixth grade program. So we direct the kids up at the Hastings Golf Course up there. They run a clinic, little league up there in the summer. And then also Barry Wallen, who's a good friend over in Rosemount there, over at ML Greens, they do a great job with their junior program there. And so, and I know, this with Bellwood and Hidden Greens, they offer, a great deal for kids to play with their parents. I always talk to the kids about that. There's certain nights of the week where, a parent pays, and, then the kids get the opportunity to play for free. So, again, that's, there's lots of opportunities, for kids to try the game. And I know Matt Klein does a great job, as far as promoting, whether it's the youth on course program where a kid can pay $30 for a membership, and then he'll go pay another $5 every time they go play nine holes.
Wow.
Which, I think is, what the MGA and the PGA have done by promoting this, and getting kids, a club in their hand, hey, let's go play where it's not going to break the bank.
How amazing is all this technology, Pete? I mean, gosh, back when we were playing golf in high school, we'd have a lot of times where we'd sit in the classroom, whether it be in Miss Bartley's class, watching a VHS tape on rules and making sure that, half the guys next to me aren't falling asleep and they're paying attention. Now these guys and gals are able to utilize simulators, and whether it's at Emerald Greens or having one of our own down in the wrestling room, it's just crazy. What have you noticed just in the last 5 years, it's not even 10 years, all this stuff now that these kids in the North Woods now aren't going to be as far behind the eight ball as they have been in past years. It's just amazing.
No, and it's, I'll tell you what, Matt Klein has purchased, with the simulators. So the kids, we have four of them set up in the wrestling room. And so the kids can see, this is unbelievable, where they can see, how the ball, how it spins, where it's going, the distance, that where it hits, how far it rolls. It really, makes it a kind of a real life situation. So that has made it so much easier, to give feedback to kids and help them with their swing, how their stance and their grip is. Just by utilizing, this information and, with the video, where a kid can stop and, see a swing, what we're trying to teach them and talk to them about, it's such a huge help. But yes, it certainly has come a long way. And I certainly would invite anybody that plays golf on a regular basis, try to get to a place where there's a simulator. It's really a neat situation.
Just checking them out at Emerald Greens and down in Bogies and whatnot. I mean, that's like one of the coolest things in the world. It kind of like playing golf in your basement. It's one of the just coolest spots. If anybody is getting ready for their season to check that stuff out, definitely go do it right on Highway 55 here, just west of Hastings. And, as the kids get ready, Peter, I mean, one of the things we always stress with Trent in high school is to make sure that kids have their I's dotted, T's crossed, and that means, you know, physicals and things like that. Is that something that the kids in middle school need to be aware of, just like the high school kids, to make sure that they can participate in middle school sports?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, before they can hit that button to register, they have to have a physical on file. It's still good for 3 years. And so, you know, they'll go to the clinic, you know, get the physical, and they could just, you know, email it or take a picture of it, scan it, and then we'll put them in the system. But they do have to have that before they can register. And it is, you know, it's a safety thing, and, you know, it's a good way for us to keep up on everything. But, yes, we certainly follow the same rules, what we do at the high school. You know, they register, they're signed the state high school league, you know, rules as far as, you know, different things that are involved with that. So, yep, we certainly follow the same protocol.
What about kids right now, too, that are listening to this show right now, Pete, on Saturday morning, and they're going, man, I'm a sixth grader, I'm a seventh grader, I would love to play tennis, I'd love to check out this wiffle ball league, I'd love to be part of something like this, but they hadn't signed up yet. Can kids still find a way in, Pete? Because I know that sometimes parents will say, well, we can't afford it, or we don't have the time, or I know in our district we always have ways to keep kids involved no matter their money stature or whatever it could be. What's your advice to kids that still might be straggling but still want to be part of something?
Yes, they certainly have time. We usually keep it open a few weeks after the season starts. So we're looking at about, you know, April 17th would be the last day that kids could, you know, sign up. And we certainly do have scholarships. You know, we don't want to turn anyone away that wants to, you know, try a sport. And we do. We take a lot of pride in, you know, at the middle school here, with all the coaches that we have, we want the kids, you know, to try something, because you never know what's going to, you know, what they're going to jump to. And, you know, we really feel, and I've talked to Trent about this numerous times, you know, we are, you know, we fill out, you know, your varsity rosters eventually. And so it has to be a great experience down here to keep them involved.
I want to say thank you to you, Pete, not just for joining us today, but for being so supportive. And really, since I've come back, you and the rest of the coaches and ADs have been nothing more than spectacular. And it feels like I haven't missed a day or a step or whatever it is. So I just want to say thanks to you. We're going to keep the line open, as always, I know. And I appreciate you joining us. And I know a lot of the middle school parents especially really appreciate you joining us. So we will catch up on the beat, hopefully catch a game here soon out and about. And have a great weekend, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Nick, we really appreciate you being back here. People are excited, and they love your enthusiasm. It's great to have you back. So. Have a great year.
Absolutely. That's Mr. Pete McGinnis. We'll see him around the beat here as we kick into the spring sports season. I'll come back with more and wrap up the show after this on KDWA.
Perkins of Hastings wants to thank all our amazing customers for their continued support throughout the years. We are committed to giving you your classic favorites and helping you discover some new hits. For breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between, it's Perkins in the Hastings Midtown Shopping Center.
Saturday morning fun continues right here on the Hastings Coaches Show. Nick Tugner back at the KDWA studios as we look ahead to what is coming up next week for Hastings Raiders Athletics here. And as we take a peek at the schedule, we have some varsity tennis on Tuesday. Hastings will travel to North St. Paul. That'll be at 3:30 p.m. The Hastings boys and girls track and field teams will be in a meet at Apple Valley. That'll include Apple Valley and Holy Angels for an early season meet, 3:30 on Tuesday. Also, Hastings Raiders softball, that'll be a big game here on KDWA, 4:15 pregame, 4:30 with the first pitch, Hastings and Matamidi. The Raiders routed the Zephyrs twice last year, both via the 10-run rule. We move into Wednesday. Hastings Raiders boys varsity tennis on the road at Eastview for a 3:30 start. Hastings Raiders baseball back in action on April 10th, that Wednesday, at North St. Paul at Kunkel Fields. That'll be at 4:30. And then on to Thursday, all sorts of stuff going on. Hastings Raiders boys varsity golf, an early morning start at Bunker. That'll be at 9 a.m. Thursday the 11th. And then the Hastings Raiders girls varsity golf team, they too will be in action on Thursday as they host Matamidi. Other action taking place, Hastings Raiders girls softball on Thursday the 11th. They will be at Two Rivers for a 4:30 start. So we got all sorts of fun coming up. You keep it tuned here to KDWA. We have all of the coaches, some athletes, and more every single day, 23 minutes after the hour, right here on KDWA in our sports update. So be sure to check that out. I always have some fun stuff up on KDWA.com. Also, check out our Facebook and Twitter. We'll have plenty coming from our social media here throughout the next few weeks, really a couple months here as we go through the spring sports season. So that is it for us for this Saturday. Stay tuned. The Prescott Coaches Show coming up at noon, and then we will have some more fun coming up with Prescott Sports Saturday. That's it for us. We'll send it back to the studio. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for joining us for this week's Hastings Coaches Show right here on KDWA Radio. Today's Coaches Show brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant in Midtown Hastings. Tune in next week at 9:05 a.m. for another Coaches Show.